on a wagon that runs between the two horses. You know what that's called?
No.
You heard tongue?
Yes, I heard it, but I didn't remember.
Okay, the word is?
Tongue.
Okay. And on a buggy, those long wooden things that you back the horse between.
I don't know what they are either.
They're a chaise.
No.
Okay. The outside edge of a wagon wheel, you call that the foot of the wheel.
I don't know.
Okay.
The rail?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. And there's a part of a wagon that's it's a horizontal piece of wood, and the chains that attach to the horses come back and fasten onto it, and it kind of serves to stabilize the wagon. Have you heard of a single tree?
No. Yeah, no. Yes, I think I've heard my mother talk about it when he was flying.
Okay.
Single tree.
Okay. Did she say single tree, or do you remember swingle tree?
No, it was single tree.
Single tree. Okay. And if there are two of them, you would call that a
single tree, that's both.
Okay.
Now,
have you ever heard of a double tree?
No.
Okay. This expression. If
oh, single tree.
Yeah.
S-I-N-G-L-E. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But you haven't heard of double tree?
No.
Okay. This expression, if a man goes by on the road and has got a wagon full of wood, and he comes back a little later and it's empty, and then shortly after he comes by another load, and this keeps up all day, you'd say he was doing what?
Carrying wood.
Okay, anything else? Would you ever say hauling?
Yeah, hauling. Continue.
Okay. I talk louder.
All right.
This
verb, if something's too heavy to pick up, I might say, well, I couldn't pick it up, I just had to across
drag.
It. Yeah. You did it yesterday, you across the floor.
Dragged.
Okay. You've done it a lot. Have you that thing out yet?
Drug it out?
Okay. All right. What would you call something that you would break up the ground with before planting?
A churn top.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm not sure that's what it's used for, but I've heard the phrase in flour.
Did your father have any other types?
Flour?
Yeah.
I'm sure he did. I can't remember the name.
Okay. Do you remember ever hearing anything like a middle buster?
Yeah,
or?
Middle buster.
Okay. Double shovel?
Oh, remember that one.
Okay. Georgia stop?
Georgia stop, yes.
Okay. What about something that would break up the ground even finer after you got through plowing?
I don't know.
Begins with an H.
Harrow?
Uh-huh.
And
okay. Y'all had one of those?
Yeah, I'm sure. One time it
did. Okay.
And the last part, they didn't do much of that. But I didn't meet many years while I was here.
Uh-huh. What do you call the part of the wagon that the wheel's attached to?
Oh, I don't know.
It runs on it.
Yeah. Oh, axle?
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. This is something that a carpenter uses a lot. It's a frame.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. All right. It's made with something that, again, it's a wooden frame, but it's shaped like an X. And you can brace a log right there at the middle and saw off one end of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ever heard of a sawbuck, a wood rack?
No.
Something that you would use on your hair. You might use a comb or a
brush.
And the verb, you say you're going to brush your hair.
Brush.
Okay. This is something that you would sharpen a straight razor on. It would be a
belt.
Any other word for it? A razor.
Belt. A razor belt.
Okay. A word that begins with S.
Strap. Razor strap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call something that you would fire in a revolver?
A bullet.
Or begins with a C.
A C-O-N.
C.
Cartridge.
That's what I meant.
Cartridge. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I said that right.